Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a merry, sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a merry, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
Oh, Lord. Happy Tuesday. We'll start with concentration camps today. Because I want to keep Tuesday. The mood light, and I don't want to get too in-depth. Can we unblock these phones? Is that something that I can do?
I think I can.
Our studio modifications continue. So yesterday we had a new phone system put in, and I don't think I hung up on anybody, especially Senator Blunt.
We worked through it.
Yeah. It was a roll of the dice, but we had Senator Blunt on first thing on the show yesterday. Normally we don't schedule guests at this time, but when Senator Blunt says he's available at 1210, you take him at 1210. So I was like, I'll figure out this new phone system thing. It'll be fine if I make a mistake. I'll just tell that caller to call back. Oh, okay, Senator Blunt.
Hello.
Hi. He was very gracious about it. And then today, in the pursuit of climate control, and as I said to Tony earlier, he's engaging in significant climate change happening over here. He's trying to change his climate, and he's sending his climate my way.
No. I mean, yeah.
Have we taken a picture of this yet?
Yeah, you're not. I took a couple pictures of him in progress. So I need to explain. Well, no, let me let Tony explain what he's having, because I think this might become part of the show later, but we won't know until it happens.
Right. It's going to happen too. For sure. there's a air conditioning vent in the ceiling here that blows directly on my bald
head. It's actually a portal to the frozen tundra.
Yes.
To frozen.
And if you listen to Mark Cox in the morning, I'm sure you've heard Denise, who is in this same spot and that I am in the studio, and it blows directly on her all morning. And we have no control over it.
Mm-mm.
We can't turn it down or turn it off. In fact, it's turned off right now, and it's blowing cold air. We've talked about this a couple times.
Sure.
And so today I installed a deflector, an air deflector, and I installed
it. Where did you deflect that air to?
Towards you.
He's a gentleman.
I pushed it towards
Annie. This is chivalry in action here.
But it is so far away from you. It is pointed in your direction, but it is 2 feet away from me, and it's 8 feet away from you. So it will be dispersed.
So this is what's going to happen. It's going to fall at some point during the show.
For sure, because I installed it with Gorilla Tape.
It's going to make a loud clinging noise. It'll probably happen in the middle of a passionate pro-life speech or something of
mine. It could happen any second.
I don't think it's going to fall. It looks pretty sturdy.
Well, this is what I did. I modified on the webcam the shot that has Tony in it. Tony, you're still in the shot.
Okay.
But the vent is too.
Okay. So you guys can see
it. So if you are watching right now, you can see the black tape, and you can go to, is it up on the website?
It is.
971talk.com/Annie to see the webcam that's live in studio. And You can also subscribe to the FM News Talk 97.1 YouTube page and participate in the chat there. And you can see the vent and the black tape on the ceiling that is right above Tony.
Yeah.
And
holding up the air deflector.
If it falls during the show, you're going to want to see that.
Yeah. It actually, it will land directly on the camera that's pointed at Katie.
It's going to make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It's going to, you're going to have to be near the dump button. So in case
it's gonna hit
it
me.
Doesn't scare him, he doesn't say something he can't say.
Yep.
I really hope the engineers don't listen to this show.
No, this is good. This is fine.
Well, you know.
I've been drinking extra coffee lately.
If there's been one thing that has been made clear here, it's that if you have a problem, you take care of it yourself. You take matters into your own hands and you solve your problems.
When I want something done at my house, the number one way to get my husband to do it is to say, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
I need to put something up on the wall. I'll take care of it.
No, finally.
Can I tell you something? It's working like a champ right now.
I feel it. I can tell.
I'm telling you, it's staying.
Can you
up
really
there.
Feel it more than you did before?
I can feel the cold air. I don't know that it's more. I am going to get a bigger vent.
I mean, I can feel
the
cold
redirected air back.
But I can feel the cold air, but I can't tell that it's. I mean, it's not blowing directly on my face anymore.
Well, go to the 971talk.com/Annie Page and. Watch the YouTube. Put it up on your smart TV. If you have a YouTube app on your smart TV, pull us up there. Take us with you at home or in the office and enjoy.
And wait for it to fall.
Enjoy.
I was talking a little bit about Ocasio-Cortez here at the beginning. I want you to listen one more time. This is a perfect example. I hate to lump millennials into the same category because I am a millennial, but this is the way my generation tends to speak. This is 12 seconds of audio. She says the same thing three times, but she's thinking the whole time about what she's going to say next, but then she just repeats herself. And unfortunately, it's stupid every time.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
Running concentration camps on our border. That's what they are. We're running concentration camps.
On our border.
On our border.
Has she gone to the southern border? Do we know?
Don't know that she has, but I wouldn't say.
I don't remember her doing that.
I've heard people inviting her to come. So.
Yeah.
Right.
But listen to this.
It's disgusting to compare concentration camps to what the men and women are doing here protecting our country. In my eyes, honestly, you lose credibility. I've had it, you know, up to here with all these individuals constantly trying to compare concentration camps to what we're doing. I was just at one of the detention facilities. The kids were outside their cell because we have so many of them. They were out on the floor playing puzzles. They were watching movies, eating cookies, and what have you. And she needs to come down here.
It's the thing that interests me, the timing of this correlation from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez invoking the term concentration camp. The reason why this is funny to me, not funny, haha, but ironic. Last night, I was editing a video and that Tony is in on my YouTube channel. If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can see us talk about Disney. Mm-hmm. That's not what the story is about.
Living our best life.
Yep. My husband very kindly stays up with me in his chair sitting next to me, just being awake while I finish editing this video. And so he's flipping through the channels. He decides he's going to put a movie on that is playing on some channel on YouTube TV, and he picks Blues Brothers, which is a hilarious movie. I love Blues Brothers. You know what they call police officers in Blues Brothers? Isn't that who the Illinois Nazis are?
No, there's real Illinois Nazis. Illinois Nazis in Blues Brothers.
I said to my husband, I go, I could use that Illinois Nazis drop on my show because I talk about the frustration that we have in Illinois all the time. I said, but I can't do that because especially in today's day and age, when we throw the word Nazi around, we are degrading what the actual Nazis did. When you call President Trump Hitler, or if you hated Barack Obama and the worst thing you can say to Barack Obama is to call him Hitler, neither one of those men are anywhere close to Adolf Hitler. And it's weird to me that it was like 1:30 in the morning. And I said to my husband, like, when the Blues Brothers was made, our PC culture was not what it is today. And the weight of your words in 2019 is much heavier than it was when the Blues Brothers were on. And I mean, could you, I don't know, maybe you can, but could you make a comedy now where they were Missouri Nazis and you just made jokes about that? I mean, you're making light, making fun of the idea of Nazis. And when you consider today how we use these terms that have a massively visceral reaction to suggest that something is a concentration camp, is like a concentration camp, you are forgetting what the concentration camps actually were. Like, Tony, you were talking when I played that before the show started. You're like explaining, you just talking out loud about what these Nazi concentration camps actually were.
Yeah, it's a asinine statement by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because the way that people got put into concentration camps in Germany in the 1940s is they were rounded up. They were captured in their own homes and taken to these prisons and these concentration camps. Nobody is going into anyone's home and bringing them to the southern border and putting them into these holding cells. They are coming to this country of their own free will and trying to illegally cross a border. And they're being stopped. And is it a perfect situation down there? No, it's far from a perfect situation down there. There's lots of things that are wrong and need to be fixed. But the number one way to not end up in one of those holding cells is to not try to cross the border illegally. It's your own action that is getting you into that situation.
I'm really glad you put it that
way. Nothing like a concentration camp.
Because what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refuses to understand here is that what we are doing, to the point that you just made, Tony, is what is the United States is reacting to a decision and a choice made by somebody else, and they have to act. What does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez propose that we do? How do we take this influx of human beings into our country and still honor the sovereignty of what we have in existence here as a country? How do we absorb all of these people into our country? And if there is no barrier, and I'm not talking physical barrier, which I'm not opposed to, but if there is no actual hindrance for people to come here, why would that number not exponentially grow? If we should take in 1,000 immigrants one day, why would we not take in 2,000 immigrants? Why would we not take in 10,000 immigrants a day if that's what we should do? Or is there a point that even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would look at what we're saying and say, well, I think that's probably enough? Well, then what do we do and how do we treat those other individuals who come after whatever that agreeable number is? It's like talking about minimum wage. Everybody wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Why $15 an hour? Why not $20 an hour? The people who are making $15 an hour are still going to be making less than the people who make $17 an hour, and that's not fair. And if you raise the money, or if you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the cost of your cheeseburger goes up, and the cost of living ends up going up, because all these businesses have to spend more money on the human resources that they have to cause their business to be a profitable enterprise, because people want to come and purchase their service or purchase their products. If all of that becomes more expensive, is the $15 an hour going to be adequate? So why not make it $30 an hour? Why not have a guaranteed income for everybody? Is that what you want? These arbitrary conversations where somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets to use extremely inflammatory language, accusing the people who are serving in Border Patrol and in ICE of running concentration camps at the southern border, is so massively offensive, not just to those individuals, but to the people who lived through, died in, and are ancestors of those who experienced concentration camps from a maniacal dictator who believed in some sort of superior race. He was a lunatic, crazy person who pushed people, like that phone call we had, I think it was last week, saying that I believe that the relative was involved in the Battle of the Bulge and came back and became an alcoholic. And he said that the reason he did that, one day his relative, I think it was his uncle maybe, finally spoke about some of the things he experienced. He said that the Germans were taking on so much water and losing the battle in World War II that the Germans started putting guns in anybody's hands who could hold them. A 10-year-old who shot at his uncle, and his uncle shot back because it was kill or be killed. That's the work of somebody who is crazy out of their mind, somebody named Hitler. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only ever been one Hitler. And the idea of concentration camps in the way that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is invoking this vocabulary into the conversation about what is on the southern border, maybe she should go. Maybe she should make the trip and understand that there is a real problem there. And if, since she's in Congress and she has legislative power, if she could address the actual problem there instead of trying to create some sort of political narrative that she thinks is going to benefit her, then maybe we would see some improvement in those conditions. Maybe we would see slowing the numbers of individuals we have to accommodate. Maybe she should start being part of the solution instead of trying to shine a spotlight on a problem that doesn't exist and pay attention to the real one. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the highlights of the day. Also, some phone calls here. We've got some people holding 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. There's a big rally in Orlando. This says Orlando. That makes me laugh. It's not the worst mistake ever been made on this. It's okay. This big Orlando rally tonight for President Trump is going to be really great to see and interesting to watch and see what he rules out at this. So we are going to speak with the GOP political strategist Paris Denard at 12:40. So stay tuned for that. Mark Cox is going to join us at 1:25. He's got a really great event coming up. He's going to talk to us about this in the news of the day as well. So 314-241-9797. Hold on the line. Back in a second.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Good to be with you. Make sure you are watching us on the webcam. 971talk.com/Annie. Because we expect the studio to collapse on Tony Colombo at any time. There is a vent that he has redirected with his mad constructional, is that a word, skills?
Sure.
And some Gorilla Tape. And
lots of Gorilla Tape.
It's probably going to fall. I thought the middle of my concentration camp soliloquy there before would be a great time for that thing to fall and
holding
derail
up there
everything.
So far.
I think, I don't know.
Ken, thanks for calling the show.
It's going to fall.
You have the best bumper music.
Oh, thank you.
I pick
it myself.
When I first heard that quote, and Tony made a great point about how they got there, but when I first heard that quote, the first thing that I thought of was in concentration camps, some of them were stripped naked and then at gunpoint forced to walk into gas chambers. Some of them were told they were going either to a dining hall or a shower, and then they were actually walking into gas chambers. They did mass graves where they just took bulldozers and shoveled hundreds of them into a ditch.
It's a horror that we can't even actually imagine experiencing.
Well, there's I guess they don't show this anymore, but in high school, you used to have to watch a movie, a documentary, black and white, called Night and Fog. And it had actual footage because they took a lot of photographs. Hitler was actually proud of some of the things he was doing.
Gross.
Also, a lot of our medical research is because and advances is because of things he did with the human corpses and with live subjects and things like that without their consent. So, I mean, it was just, it was atrocious. But if you look at the movie, it was, I think, in the 1950s, Night and Fog.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very graphic demonstration of what it was. And I've seen pictures of these kids outdoors playing soccer down on the border. And I know it's not an ideal situation for them, but they are doing everything they can to make it as nice for them as possible.
Ken, thank you so much for calling the show. I appreciate it. And, you know, to Ken's point, if you would address the problem of why they are in those facilities in the first place on our southern border, if we could slow that draw of people, if we could handle that in a more adequate way, maybe we wouldn't have to worry so much about overflow and being able to accommodate them in a humanitarian way. So for Ocasio-Cortez to not pay attention to what the real problem is here, how to stop this from happening in the first place, to get people through our system so that they are taken care of and managed and not just let into the country to not return for their court dates, that would be a leader's position to take. How do we solve this problem? Instead, she wants to use this inflammatory language, and I think she definitely deserves to be called out for it.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
As Annie mentioned a little bit earlier, and we will have more details from Paris Denard coming up in the next segment, the president is officially launching his 2020 re-election campaign tonight. When the president speaks in front of some 20,000 people at a jam-packed arena in Orlando, in reality, the president's bid for a second term in the Oval Office has been underway for as long as Trump's been in the White House, and compared with his 2016 campaign, the 2020 version, thanks to the power of incumbency and a massive war chest, is in a whole different league. Highlighting the energy on the ground, Trump and his campaign have been tweeting in the run-up about the early gathering crowds, with some supporters arriving more than 40 hours in advance to secure a spot in the arena tonight. The president tweeted, "Going to be wild. See you later." He also quoted, thousands of people are already lined up in Orlando with 2 days before tomorrow night's big rally. Large screens and food trucks will be there for those that can't get into the 25,000 capacity arena. It will be a very exciting evening. Make America great again. So that goes down tonight in Orlando.
Hmm.
Did you get approval from management for this?
Yes, of course.
Management,
we're always following the rules.
Like management has a
Shiny duct tape.
It's a Gorilla tape. And management has a standing rule here that is, if you have a problem, take care of it yourself. And so that's what I've done.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure that's...
It'll be great when that falls down.
Oh, it's going to fall.
A St. Louis City police officer has filed suit against the city and a fellow officer who's accused of shooting him in the arm in a June of 2017 incident outside his home. Milton Green was working on a car at his house when a stolen vehicle that police were chasing crashed nearby. Green says when officers approached, he identified himself, displayed his badge, and complied with their orders, but was still shot in the arm. He's been unable to work since the incident and is at risk of losing his home.
So, you know how Joy and Joe Biden are so close. She loves herself some Joe Biden. Joy Behar. She says she's not buying former Vice President Joe Biden's call to compromise with Republicans after his would-be victory in the 2020 presidential election. When Biden was VP, Leader McConnell spent 8 years shooting down anything Barack Obama wanted to do, Behar said on Tuesday after playing a clip of Biden's remarks. So why does he think he'll want to work with him all of a sudden, she asked. Should Biden win in 2020, he will likely have to work with Republican Senate to get his legislative agenda through Congress. Sonny then added, McConnell is going to only play ball if you play on his court with his rules. I'm not buying it. So I don't know if the hosts, because we're all concerned if the View hosts are now with Joe Biden.
Mitch McConnell, his work in the Senate is his willingness to hold things back, to confirm judges at levels that are below the Supreme Court that aren't as sexy to talk about here, you know, like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. That's so understated. He has so much power, so much political capital in the Senate, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid at all to do what he thinks is best for the country and also for his party, for sure, which is why he said he'd have no problem confirming a Supreme Court justice in 2020, which just makes the liberals melt. Makes me laugh.
You know, you might want to use some of that black tape on the original diverter up there too to make blend
maybe
in,
so.
Make it look matchy.
Gorilla tape.
He could just
gorilla tape. Yeah.
He could
Let's
just
match. Let's
put
coordinate.
Gorilla tape so on top of the entire vent.
Vent.
This is a Mark Cox construction.
Yeah, I think
and
yours
I
is
wanna,
a little.
It's lasted
well done.
A long time.
Well,
I think,
don't want to mess with it. It's no. Yeah, it's lasted a don't long time.
Think,
and
Frank, don't you think that that will stay throughout the show? I think it's.
Well,
oh, I think throughout the show, certainly, but it'll probably fall down on Glover or something.
It'll fall.
Yeah. That makes me laugh even more.
Did you climb up there yourself and do this?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you boost somebody else up?
No, it was definitely him squatting on the...
Oh, I didn't think about that. I could have put you on my shoulders, Frank. And
right. Yeah, we could have done that a lot easier.
Teamwork.
Yeah. Scaffolding.
Teamwork makes
human
a dream
scaffolding.
Work.
The Cardinals picked up another win last night, Let's beating the Marlins 5-0 at Busch Stadium. Miles Michaelis picked up the
Wait,
win,
no.
scattering 6 Marlins singles, walking none in 6 innings. Well, you could do like fireworks or something.
I need something better. Yeah. I need like the Clydesdale
Cardinals
music
chirping or something. Matt Carpenter homered and had a bunt double against the shift. Dexter Fowler homered for the third time in the past 4 games. Same 2 teams tonight with Jack Flaherty on the mound. Women's World Cup group stages continues today with Italy and Brazil and Jamaica versus Australia. The U.S. women are off until Thursday when they face Sweden.
Frank, are the Cardinals making the playoffs?
Well, they're 2.5 games out of first place in the Central right now. They're 11-6, I think, since the end of May.
It's a very schizophrenic Central division.
Yeah, it's a very schizophrenic Cardinal team.
And, yeah.
That's not
They
answer.
Need to beat bad teams, and they need to beat some more good teams, but currently they're having troubles doing both at
You're
times.
Wearing your Cardinals apparel?
I am. It was clean.
No baby throw up. I'm wearing it.
Yes. No, not even because of that. It was clean. It's a nice shirt.
It is.
It's clean. They won last night. Had they lost last night, I may not have worn it today.
I was at the game.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I went to the Cardinals
game. Why didn't
game
you
last
get the
night?
Sports report today?
I didn't see any Facebook updates or
no.
Twitter posts.
She yep. was reviewing.
It was last minute, guys.
She's
it was
all
last
that.
Minute decision.
Yeah? Was it fun?
Who pitched for
really
the Cardinals
fun.
Last night?
It was in the sport. It was in the sports report.
This one dude. I wasn't paying attention
it was in the
to that.
Report. Did
Come
you see,
on.
Specifically
did you see
offensive.
The bunt double?
Yeah, sure. Matt Carpenter beats the...
You know what? I stayed until the top of the ninth, and then I left.
Did you see Matt Carpenter beat the shift, bunting, and
I don't think she knows what shift
a,
is.
A stand-up double?
I saw that he made happen. A home run, and then
he made
there
a
were
home run.
People on the bases, and then they... It went from 2-5 after Matt Carpenter.
2 points to 5 points. All in
That's
one swing of the bat when he made his
How
home run.
How would Katie have fixed this up here? What's her? Clearly, because the sports angle's not working. Maybe
she
she's a better engineer.
She would have charmed the air into blowing a
yeah.
different direction.
Frank, I don't know if you know
not
this, but I'm
Annie.
A very charming human being.
Yeah. I said this is a very kind thing that Tony Colombo did, divert all the cold air towards me. Totally. We should talk to Paris Denard. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak with Paris Denard about that Orlando rally tonight. The president gearing up for...
Watch out! Oh, no.
Oh, my fall. Gosh. You did scare me. You did. It's not as fun when it's not up all the way and silent. I will blow the horn when it falls so everybody knows for
there
sure
go.
What's going on.
What happened?
Yes. Paris Denard, GOP political strategist, joins us next to talk about this Orlando rally tonight. Is this just another rally like we've seen President Trump in before, or is this one going to be a little bit different? We'll find out from Paris in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. this president's had an unprecedented level of negativity coming his way and accomplished so much. So yeah, we absolutely need our base energized, but they have been. That's why we're raising record money. That's why you have a rally like we have tomorrow. There's nobody who brings more energy to the American people than President Trump.
Ronna McDaniel talking about the energy that the president brings and that 2020 field of Democrats looking to challenge him. The president will be in Orlando tonight, and GOP political strategist Paris Denard joins us now to give us a little precursor of what we can expect. Paris, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Annie. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So we are anticipating this rally tonight. We've seen the president do rallies here intermittently over the past few months. Is Orlando going to be different than what we've seen before? A little more special, a little different in impact?
Well, we have to remember that President Trump, then candidate Donald Trump, entered into this election season in 2016 as the underdog. Nobody thought that he would stand a chance at even competing in getting past the primary. Nobody thought he was even going to get in the race, and they really didn't think that he was going to be able to win the Electoral College to win the presidency. And so when he came down the escalator at Trump Tower and announced his candidacy to run, and people thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. The pundits, the people on the left. But you know what he did there? He connected with the American people because the straight talk, because of his clear vision for the country, and this campaign phrase, "Make America Great Again." And what we've seen in the past 2+ years is that he took this campaign slogan and made it policy. He took "Make America Great Again" and made it a mission. And it's actually produced great results. And so when we look at what's going to happen today at this rally, yes, he's hosted hundreds of rallies, but this rally is going to be different. It's different because the president has the mandate to run again. He has the record to run again, and he has the results to run again. And the fact that so many people are responding to this, over 100,000 people registered for tickets, and they started lining up days in advance in the hot, humid sun of Florida because they are motivated. See, people don't show up like that for days before, waiting and sitting and standing in line to get in, some knowing that they'll never get in. That's why they've created a special outdoor venue for people to participate, where there'll be food and bands and people, big screens where they can see that. They call it, I think it's 45 Fest, because they know that the response is so incredible. So, yes, this one is going to be different. And it's going to be different because the people are responding to him, and he's going to lay out to the American people exactly why he deserves another 4 more years because of the things that he's done. So this rally is special.
We're speaking with GOP political strategist Paris Denard about the Trump rally tonight in Orlando. When you talk about those massive groups of people wanting to see this president, wanting to be there to support him, to be there for the official launching of his reelection campaign for 2020, I got to say, the headline that leads the FoxNews.com website says, "Trump launches 2020 machine with huge crowd, massive war chest, and slumping poll numbers." What do you think about the polling that is out there right now that would suggest that his support is less than these crowd sizes dictate?
Well, I can, you know, polls are a dime a dozen. For every 2 polls that say he's down, I can find 2 polls that say he's up. So it really doesn't matter right now. Polls will matter in the future, closer to the election. But this time, back in 2016 or 2015, 2016, when the president announced, if you go back to these early times, they had people like Scott Walker ahead. There were people like Jeb Bush ahead that they said were double-digit leads over other candidates, and we see where that got them. It did not get them to the White House, and it certainly didn't get them the nomination. And so we have to know that this is still early, and things will change when there is an actual nominee on the other side, and the president will begin, and the campaign, more importantly, will begin to clearly articulate the president's impact on the country. And so people will start to pay attention a little later when they see that there is a choice. There's going to be a choice between Donald J. Trump and a choice between whomever that crazy cast of characters on the left that are running in what I think is like a Democrat circus right now, running further and further to the extreme left of their party to become whoever the nominee is going to be. So I think in terms of the polling, even within the Republican Party, if you go back, you can see that there were people who did not make it that were polling so tremendously higher, and President Trump would never, the polls never accurately articulated the sentiment of the country and the true breadth and the depth of his support.
Do you anticipate hearing from the president tonight for him to attack specific candidates on the Democratic side for 2020? Will he key in on any of the people running more than others?
I think the president, I don't think that he needs to, but I think that if he wants to, he could go after the top persons that are on that side. Your Joe Biden's, your Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and sometimes, you know, Bernie Sanders is he's losing ground, but he's there. But the president needs to show a contrast and a difference between him and what the party. It may not even need to be each specific person. It could just be the state of disarray that the Democrat Party is in. You can look at what the president is doing with this incredible economy, you know, 6 million jobs created, you know, 1.6 million more jobs available than job seekers, you know, unemployment numbers that are at the lowest historic levels for African Americans, Latinos, Asians, you know, the manufacturing jobs that are coming back, you know, Americans seeing bigger paychecks. I mean, he can just list these things off that domestically, and then he can focus on his international agenda. These are things that those candidates cannot talk about because they have not done them. They have not negotiated any type of trade deals with Mexico and with Canada. They have not dealt with criminal justice reform in the way that he has, leading and getting things like the First Step Act passed. They have not done the things that he's done when it comes to making health care more affordable and the deregulatory initiatives that he's had to make small business and the economy boom. These are things that he has done, but what he can contrast to where the Democrat Party is when it comes to infanticide, when it comes to their wanting for open borders, when it comes to them supporting people and candidates and policies that are just so extreme, like the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. He can point out that contrast. So anyone that they put up will still have to own that label and own the extremeness of their party. And the president just point to his record. And it's a record of results, and it's an inclusive economy that helps everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's benefiting everyone. And that's the positiveness of his entire administration.
Last question for you, GOP political strategist Paris Denard. I got about a minute here. We saw the president running in 2016. He was an unknown factor. People, impossible to predict, but also impossible to take your eyes off of as he campaigned mm-hmm. in his last election. How is this one going to be different?
This one's going to be different because the president is going to be able to not talk anecdotally about or campaign rhetoric of what he wants to do. He can talk about the things that he's done and the things that he will continue to do. And while he is seen as somebody that is unknown, he was seen as someone who is unknown or from not a politician. He is considered a politician, but he's still different. He's still the only one that is speaking directly to the people. He's the only one that is so courageous to do some of these big, bold initiatives that are really transformative and shaking up and changing the game and how Washington and the world is looked upon and respecting the country both domestically and internationally. And so he's going to be the same Donald J. Trump that people elected him for, but he's going to be different because he has the record of achievement. And I think the American people can look at him juxtaposed to all the other Democrats running or anybody that's running up against him, and they can say, this man is still refreshing, he's still honest, he's still someone we can trust, and we know at the end of the day, he's going to do whatever it takes to get a good deal for the American people to keep us safe, to bring jobs back, and to put America first.
Real quick, are we going to hear anything new that he intends for his next campaign? Like 10 seconds here.
I think the president, it's always up for surprises. He likes a good show. And
yeah.
So he probably will announce some things that people weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of people up on that stage that are going to support him. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, Paris Denard, great to hear from you. Good inside information. GOP political strategist on here with us. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, friend. Bye-bye.
Yep, absolutely. At Paris Denard on Twitter. This, as far as Trump rallies goes, this is going to be the daddy of Trump rallies. We'll be back with your phone calls in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.